Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Happy Friday.
And we are coming to you today to talk about an article. We haven't done an article discussion in a while, but Haley sent me this article on Instagram from Goodreads, and it is 60 most popular books from the last 5 years, which immediately intrigued us because we read a lot of popular books. Not we don't only read popular books, but we read a lot of the popular books on Goodreads. First, we wanted to see also like how many have we read,
yeah,
and then also just see what books, you know, have stood the test of time the past 5 years, and if we've read any of them, which we have, spoiler alert. Which ones are our favorites and which ones do we still have yet to read that sound good to us?
Yeah, we definitely could have bashed a few, but we are not going to
We're not talking about the bad ones.
We're talking about the ones that we have read, which ones that we liked, and ones that we have yet to read that we would still like to. And what we ended up doing is this is covering 5 years. So it's from 2017 to 2021. Mm-hmm. And we decided to pick a top book. Each of us picked a top book from this list that we read that year. Some of our books were repeated, like we mm-hmm. read the same ones. But I'm sure there are a few that we didn't just read of the same.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But anyway, so I'm really excited because I think it was kind of hard for me to just pick one. Yeah. There's like a few years where I was like, oh my word.
2018, we found out, and 2020 had really good years.
2018, 2020 were great years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that really made it hard for me to like eliminate which one I wanted to talk about. But the ones that I picked were ones that kind of felt like standouts in a way of like, this set me off on a trajectory of this, or mm-hmm. like this has stood with me, or I cannot let go of this one. I still remember it, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So they might not be like, for me, they might not be like always my top one from that year.
But it sticks out to you.
But it stands out to me. Yeah. Okay. Which I think is good.
I have a question. We didn't talk about this before, but we've done this recently. But would you like to make it a game?
Oh.
Where you guess mine, I guess yours. Because when we were making this list, I kept saying, oh my gosh, Haley, I bet you could guess mine. And she's like, I bet you I could. So do you kind of want to make this a game and see if we can guess each other's answers for
sure.
each year?
Let's do it.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to briefly read off the titles for, we'll do it each year. I'll briefly read off the titles of 2017. So we have The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas, Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman, Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid, Before We Were Years by Elisa Wingate, They Both Die at the End by Adam Silvera, Turtles All the Way Down by John Green, Into the Water by Paula Hawkins, Court Wings Ruined by Sarah J. Maas, The Alice Network by Kate Quinn, Caraval by Stephanie Garber, Then She Was Gone by Lisa Jewell, and The Sun and Her Flowers by Rupi Kaur.
All right, yeah. So that's 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Should we guess each individual ones and then just say overall how many we've read, or should we
let's,
say that
let's
already?
Let's start with how many we've read overall.
Okay. So before we start guessing for that first year of 2017, which is, that's fun. That's a fun little twist there.
Yeah, thank you.
We read almost the exact same amount we've mm-hmm. already said. So I have read out of the 60, 32.
Which is over 50%.
Which is over 50%.
It's a pretty good number.
What about you?
I read 34.
34. So I'm very intrigued as to like which ones you read that I did not, which I think I know what they are. I think they're both in 2017, to be honest.
No, I think there's there's more, because you've not read Normal People. Oh, that's true. 2018.
That's true.
But I feel like the most part we've read almost all
the
same ones.
And you read The Unhoneymooners, didn't you?
I did read The Unhoneymooners.
Okay, so those are the two right there.
There's one such a fun age that you read that I didn't.
That's true. Okay, so that's true. So we will see. But yeah, we've read both over 50%. Mm-hmm. Some of them I know I have not read that are like very popular. Like The Hate U Give, I have not read. People are like, how could you not have read that one?
Yeah, I've not read that
like
either.
The Lisa Jewell book, The Normal People. I just actually heard a heard/saw mm-hmm. a trailer for Conversations with People on Hulu.
Conversation with Friends.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, what is this? Like, I'm like...
That one or Normal People?
It was Conversations.
Really? Because the Normal People was made into one. I didn't know they were making one for Conversations.
Yeah, so I had my YouTube pulled up on my phone, and I walked away, and the video I was watching stopped, and a new video started, and that was the trailer that was playing, and I'm, like, listening. I'm like, what is this? Is this, like, a movie or what? Mm-hmm. And then, like, later on, I get next to my phone again, and I see, and it says Conversations with Friends. And I was like, oh, the Sally Rooney. Mm-hmm. And I said, ooh. And then I just, like, didn't. I was like, okay. Okay, so anyway, we each have read, so maybe not the exact same. So, for 2017, Maddie just read off the titles.
Yes.
Which, I think I know which one you voted for.
So here's the thing. I feel like I'm not sure which one you voted for, to be honest, because I know that there's several on here that you've read that you really like, but I'm going to go with Into the Water by Paula Hawkins.
Okay. And for you, I'm going to say Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Okay. That is the most obvious one. Yeah. And yes, that is the correct answer. I could not choose Seven Husbands. I didn't think you would choose it too.
I did choose Into the Water.
Ah,
good job.
I'm so right.
So for both of us with these books, the reason that they still are stand out to us from 2017, which I had like one or two more from this one that I thought were really good, that the reason that these ones still stand out to us is because these authors in particular and these genres like have stood with us over these years. Like Paula Hawkins is someone that like I look forward to whenever she has a book come out. This last one wasn't like my favorite, but it wasn't horrible that she just had released in 2021.
What was that one again?
Slow Fire Burning.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything
really
about that book.
But
oh, wait, maybe I do. Is that the one with the boats?
Yes.
Okay.
And Eleanor Oliphant is a great one on here, which I really
like.
But we've not read
Margiel Honeyman.
Yeah. And then you get a Taylor Jenkins read, and you're like, okay, if you guys are in the book world, you know that name is super, super recognizable. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, one of the ones that kind of kickstarted this new, like...
Era
of her writing.
Because she wrote different books. She wrote more of, like, romantic, comedy-type books initially. And then she started this... I think it's only going to be a four-part. It's not even a real series, but it's a four-part book looking at different stories throughout decades. So... Evelyn Hugo is 1960s, Daisy Jones and the Six is 1970s, Malibu Rising 1980s, and then Carrie Soto is Back, which is a new one coming out in August, is 1990s.
That's super cool. I love that. So yeah, these are just the ones that for us, they're standing out because the books is just so well written, but also the authors.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2018. All right. I can read the titles off.
Sounds good. We can
see which ones stand out.
I think this is going to be hard.
This is a hard year.
Yep. I feel like I already know yours, but I don't know.
Well, you never know. 2018, we have Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, and Educated by Tara Westover, which let me say, I feel like those were just like 2 years ago. Like, I cannot believe that it's been 4 years since these came out.
Yes. I think we read them more recent than that. At least Where the Crawdads Sing we did. But yeah, the fact that it came out that long ago.
I remember when they were coming out.
Yeah.
So, it's just crazy. Becoming by Michelle Obama. Circe by Madeline Miller. Normal People by Sally Rooney. The Cruel Prince by Holly Black. The Woman in the Window by A.J. Finn. The Tattooist of Auschwitz by Heather Morris. Atomic Habits by James Clear. The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. An American Marriage by Tayari Jones. And Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi.
All right. I feel like this could be so many ones.
I know.
Okay. But I feel like I want
to
go
Hold on. I will say I have two that I've written down that now I need to choose.
Oh, you haven't even chose between the two. You got to choose, girl. I don't know if you'll get this one for me. Actually, maybe you will. Actually, you probably will. I'm not sure. Again, I feel like some of my choices are obvious, but at the same time, maybe they're not. Hmm. Have you chosen yet?
I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to have to explain myself. That makes you nervous.
That makes me nervous.
Okay,
I'm going to guess for you. Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens.
Okay, and I'm going to guess for you, Tattooist of Auschwitz by Heather Morris.
You're wrong.
Okay, is it The Great Alone?
It is The Great Alone.
That's the one I picked.
No way!
Okay, so I
was between Cersei and Educated, but then I realized I remember you like The Glass Castle better than Educated. Yes. I like Educated more. And then I was like, yes, maybe she'll just do something different. Be like, she actually really just loved Where the Crawdads Sing.
I do really like that one a lot. But no, I was fighting with myself with not picking Cersei because, as you guys know, if you've been around long enough.
Yeah, that was my first
guess. This is like such a good book. Like, it just,
if you listen to the very, very first episode of Lit Sis,
yeah, like, go truly, back and if listen.
You scroll back to the best books of 2018 episode, you will find a hidden gem of 10 minutes of Haley and I arguing about Cersei.
Cersei is so
beautiful.
Good.
Pause this right now and go listen to it, because then you'll get all caught up of my hatred of Cersei and Haley's obsession.
Okay, but the reason I ended up not picking it, and I picked Grey Alone instead, because I feel like The Great Alone, like, opened me up to more, like, opened me up to Kristen Hannah as an author in general, mm-hmm, opened me up to more historical fiction novels, mm-hmm, which I wasn't really a huge fan of, but you always really liked.
Love them.
And it just was kind of, like, a risk for me to read it that time. Like, I distinctly remember that we were working out in my now child's bedroom. And we were talking about what yoga? Books to read. No, we were doing this, like, you were doing your training, yes, like, uh-huh, Nike running training exercises. Uh-huh. And you were like, well, you could read, you know, Great Alone. You could read Nightingale. You could read Kite Runner. You could read blah, blah. And you, like, gave me all these options. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, I'm just going out on a limb because none of these, like, I actually would normally read. And so I remember I had an ARC copy of The Great Alone, mm-hmm, and I was just like, okay, well, I might as well dive into it. So it was like, but since then, I've read quite a few of hers, and I really love them, and I think that it just opened me up to, mm-hmm, something new. And Cersei is just an amazing book, but I already knew I loved mythology. So that's kind of where... Yeah, that's kind of where I'm like,
eh. But Great Alone is absolutely one of my favorite books that I've ever read. It's the best Kristen Hannah book I've ever read.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just, it's fantastic. I'm glad that we agreed on that.
That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, speaking of, have you ever read The Kite Runner at this point?
No.
You really should.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
So. You really, really should if it's been 4 years since we had that conversation.
Yep.
All right. So
moving I'm reading a book right now that you gave me.
Whatever. Which one?
What did I pick yesterday?
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Okay, so 2019, we have The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides, Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuiston, Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid, Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reid. That's totally a choice. The Unhoneymooners by Christina Loren, Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell, The Testaments by Margaret Atwood.
Didn't she die?
No, she's still alive.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She's got to be old.
I always thought that she was like an old author.
I
like
The Handmaid's Tale.
No, she still writes now.
Oh.
Yeah. There's like this thing that you can get like a master class to work with her.
Oh,
like
cool.
Online.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Giver of Stars by JoJo Moyes. I think she's still kind of up there though. I mean,
she's
I don't know.
She's like 60s or 70s.
I can Google it later.
I will.
If you want.
Keep reading.
The Dutch House by Ann Patchett. Ninth House by Leigh Bardugo. The Wicked King by Holly Black. Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Lori Gottlieb.
How old? 82.
Whoa! She is up there. Sorry, yeah, Margaret Atwood.
Yeah.
You look beautiful for 82.
Okay.
So, 2019.
Oh, this is so easy for me.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what you're going to choose.
Well, duh. I don't know what you chose. Giver of Stars.
No.
There's a whole episode about that if you want.
Yes, if you don't know the Giver of Stars stuff, look up Literary Scandal.
I think JoJo Moyes. Okay, I have yours.
Okay, I have yours.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be right, though.
Okay.
We'll see. I think yours is Ninth House by Leigh Bardugo.
And I think yours is The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides.
You are correct.
You are correct.
Yeah!
Yeah, Ninth House, you guys, we were just talking about Ninth House the other day, and I saw that finally the second book is coming.
We literally were ranting about the fact that Leigh Bardugo doesn't care about Ninth House anymore. She's been busy writing her other stuff.
I gotta pre-order this, like, immediately. If Barnes & Noble has a signed copy, I'm doing it right now. Like, I can't. Oh, I need it so bad. I have been pining after
I need to reread Ninth House to Stormwind, because it ends on, like, a...
Yeah.
Kind of on a cliffhanger. Yeah, so does. I feel like I need to reread it to really remember everything.
I think what you need to do is just go on YouTube and look up someone who's done, like, a 3-minute review for you.
Oh, yeah. Same thing with Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah.
So I just got to do.
Yeah. I had a feeling that one was going to be yours. Just because I remember when you read Silent Patient, you were like...
The twist is so good.
Yeah, you were super mind-blown about it. And you were really looking forward to his other book that just came out, I think, last year or the year before.
The Maidens came out last year.
Okay, yeah. So, I definitely remember that being, like, a huge, like, people loved that book so much.
It is so good.
So I had a feeling you were going to pick that one. And I know you didn't really like Daisy Jones that much.
No, I'm not a huge fan of Daisy Jones. I don't even remember what I rated it. I think a 3, yeah.
Okay. All right, so, 2020. This is going to be a hard
year. Wait, why Ninth House? Why you like Ninth House?
Obsessed.
Okay. That's just your answer?
It is so well written. It is so well constructed. It is such a unique storyline. It took me a while to wrap my head around what the heck is happening in this, like, world or, like, this environment of this university. But once you do, it's, like, amazing. And it's super... It's kind of like... I really do like reading horror books, which is weird, but I think
horror
they're fun.
Horror books are good.
Good old Grady Hendrix. It's like a mixture of... Yeah, well, you need to read Christina Henry, the Alice series. Those are for real. You should read that though. But there's just something about a mix of like horror, but then there's a little bit of like magic, but then there's a little bit of like supernatural, and then there's like academia.
Love the academia.
It's really. It just. I love it. You know, I need to stop talking about it.
You know, a book I really want to own. In my dreams, I hold a knife.
Oh, yeah.
Because that book surprised me. It
was very good. Dark Academia.
Yeah, Dark Academia is so good. I think the cover and the description, I was like, sounds good, but feel like this could easily be like an book.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It felt like it could be an for sure.
Yeah, but it was really good. All right, so 2020, Haley.
This one's going to be so hard. I think I've read almost
everything. I'm not sure if I'm going to get this. I've read everyone but 4, and this is out of 12.
I've read all of them but 1.
I think you've read all but 3, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
This is going to be hard. I'm not confident that I'll get this right.
All right, so let me read off what the titles are for everybody. The Midnight Library by Matt Haig. Already such a good idea. I can't go through this list without being like, like everyone.
These books are just
so
good.
Okay, let me pump them out. The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue by V.E. Schwab. The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. Beach Read by Emily Henry. The Guest List by Lucy Foley. American Dirt by Janine Cummins, Untamed by Glennon Doyle, Crescent City by Sarah J. Maas, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes by Suzanne Collins, Mexican Gothic by
Sylvia Moreno Garcia.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
In 5 Years by Rebecca Searle, and From Blood and Ash by Jennifer Armentrout.
Oh, I've never seen that name before.
She's very popular.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
This book is really hard.
I have a couple for you, but I'm not sure.
I'll tell you, I was trying to decide between like 4. So
I think for me, it could easily be, it could, I think I could easily choose between 4 or 5.
For you?
Yeah. But I ended up choosing between 2. Like there are 2 that are at the top, and then I chose one of those 2.
Okay, I'm going to take a risk for you. Oh, I don't know. Now I have 2. I can't decide for you. Okay, I'm going to go with my gut. I think... Okay. My gut for you is Invisible Life of Addie LaRue by V.E. Schwab. But if it's not that one and it's this other one, then I will be happy with myself.
Okay. My guess for you is The Midnight Library by Matt Haig. Mm-hmm. But if it's not that one, it's whatever.
What's okay. the runner? What's
the runner-up was Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Okay, and my runner-up for you is Beach Read.
Okay, so what's the answer?
American Dirt by Janine
Collins. I thought about that too. Mine is In 5 Years.
Those books are so good.
I know. But all the ones that we just listed are really amazing.
I love In 5 Years, and I love Midnight Library, and I love
Everywhere. It was hard. My two to choose between were In 5 Years and Midnight Library.
Mine was American Dirt and Midnight Library.
Midnight Library is so good!
It's just so good.
I feel bad that I didn't give it number one, though. It's amazing.
Well, that's why I didn't do Cersei number one. But the reason, okay, so why did you pick In 5 Years
made me over sob. Addie LaRue? Made me sob. Well, Addie LaRue also made me cry, but I think In 5 Years, it being a shorter book, you're crying about In 5 Years in your heart, yeah. right? In 5 Years is a short book.
And it's not
and
like...
And not crazy. It's not trying to be anything crazy. It's not trying
it's
to...
it's not... I mean, it's drama, but it's not like super forward romance.
It's just someone's life.
It's just a life. It's... Oh, so good. I love this book so much.
Mm-hmm. Addie LaRue, I feel like, you know, has all the extra elements to make it sad. In 5 Years, it's just sad as it exists.
But not sad that you shouldn't read it.
No.
It's like Midnight Library sad. But sad.
But Midnight Library has, you know, the fantastical elements. Yeah. In 5 Years, it's just, like I said, just normal life sad.
Well, there is, quote-unquote, some fantastical.
Okay, yes, I guess that is true. But not like, really. It's not really why it's sad, though. Midnight Library and Addie LaRue have to add some stuff to make it sad.
Yeah.
In 5 Years, it's just so good.
Okay, so I picked American Dirt over these other ones I've just been crying over.
I can't believe you did that. But
because, again, it was one that took me by surprise. It was one that was so controversial when it came out. We actually mm-hmm. did an episode about
it. We did. We're just throwing out all our old episodes. Listen to this one. Listen to that one.
Well, but I think this one actually got a lot of listens because at the time we recorded it, Book of the Month had chosen it, like, in advance for it to be their, like, February or March pick or something mm-hmm. like that. And I actually think it was one of those two.
Yeah. We're not happy about it.
And they were like, I can't believe it, because there's a lot of controversy about the author and if she had, quote unquote, the like authority to write this kind of book or whatever. I think that's so stupid. But anyway, we talk about it in the podcast and we share our thoughts and we share, you know, like our mm-hmm. opinion about it and stuff like that. And I very much valued Book of the Month's stance of, no, we're going to hold our ground. I think this mm-hmm. is a really good book. And it also like was chosen for other people, famous people's mm-hmm. Book of the Month choices, like book club choices or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it just really captured my attention. It took me by surprise, and it still is a book that I will recommend to people. Like, if you've not read this, I definitely think, listener, if you've not read it, you need to read American Dirt. Like, no mm-hmm. joke. Don't think about, like, if you go on Goodreads, people are just giving it, like, 1 star.
Just give it a try.
They haven't even read it. So just give it a chance. It's actually so, so good.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. All right. So, 2021.
Yes.
This is the last year.
Yeah.
This is fun. They should do this more.
Yeah, this is fun.
Okay. So we have People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid. The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna. The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. The Lost Apothecary by Sarah Penner. The Love Hypothesis by Allie Hazelwood. Hail Mary by Andy Weir.
Project Hail Mary.
Project Hail Mary. Sorry, the project is small.
I know.
Maidens by Alex Michaelides. Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro. The Push by Ashley Audrain. Beautiful World, Where Are You by Sally Rooney. And A Court of Silver Flames by Sarah J. Maas.
All these books are so popular.
They are really popular.
I can't even.
I haven't read that many from... I mean, I think I've read...
I guess
eight from this list as well.
Seven.
Oh, okay. So I feel like this is not as hard as the year before.
Yeah.
To choose, at least for me it was, and I was kind of between two. But for you, did you choose one already for you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I feel like yours, I had one in mind.
Okay.
And now I'm wondering, but I'm still going to go with the one that was my cut. My guess for you is Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir.
And my guess for you is Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
You're wrong.
What? Is it Four Winds?
No.
Love Hypothesis?
Love Hypothesis.
You're joking! You like Love Hypothesis more than Malibu
That's
Rising?
Not true. That's not necessarily true. But we're talking about the ones that are like standouts to us from that year. And wow. though I read Love Hypothesis this year in 2022. And out of all fiction books that I've read this year, it's my only 5-star read for 2022. And I'll go into it after you tell me if I was right or wrong. Was I right?
Yeah, Project Helm.
Yes, I knew it. It gives me more points than you.
I need to buy that book so bad. I literally just told you that the other day.
Okay, but I'll talk about Love Hypothesis just for a second, then you can talk about Project Hail Mary. But Love Hypothesis, for me, as someone who grew up reading fan fiction, and the fact that it originated as a fan fiction, but not a terrible fan fiction like Fifty Shades of Grey, I loved it because there were so many like tropes and like so many like similar writings to fan fictions that I've read over the years, but like in a real book that I could hold with my hands. I devoured it in one sitting in 3 hours.
It is very fan fiction-y.
It is very fan fiction-y. Malibu Rising I also read in one night, but it's just a different type of book. And when I'm thinking about like what stands out to me, again, all I can do is compare Malibu Rising to Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. And I still love Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo more. Mm-hmm. And so I don't feel bad about choosing Love Hypothesis over Malibu Rising because I choose other Taylor Jenkins read over it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good description.
Thank you.
Very good.
All right. Why Project Hail Mary?
Obsessed.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to read it. It is, for real, you need to read this book.
I will read it.
If you want, I will put it on hold at the library. And you can read it before you leave me.
Maybe.
It is so good.
Oh, I could do it. All right. So I have 3 points. Haley has 2. Wah, wah. Because yeah. I did. Wait, what was your guess even? I forgot.
For you?
Malibu Rising. That was my second. That was my second option. Yep. So if you want to, for bonus points.
Okay.
We did do 2 books that we want to read from the list of 60 that we haven't. So, Haley, you could still win.
I said mine out loud to you.
I do.
Yesterday.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I genuinely do not remember.
Okay. So, I have to guess the 2 books that you have yet to read.
That you want to read. I feel like this is so much harder. 2 books out of 60?
2 books for you that you have yet to read that you want to read.
Yes. And 2 books for you that you have yet to read that you want to read.
Is my dog outside?
I'm not sure. Potentially. Man, this is hard. There's so many books that you've already read.
You too. Mm. Okay. Mm. I think I have 1 for you so far.
Okay. I'm still looking as well. Man, I don't even know what you're going to read. Oh, okay. Maybe that one.
Okay, maybe that.
Okay, I have 2 for you.
Okay, I think I have 2 for you.
Okay.
The second one is going on a limb, but...
One I chose for you because I have it on my want to read, which is The Alice Network by Kate Quinn.
Okay.
And then the other one is The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas.
Okay. For you, I have The Atomic Habits book by James Clear.
Okay.
And where's the other one? Clara and the Sun by Kazu Ishiguro.
I do really want to read Clara and the Sun, but you're wrong on both accounts.
You got 1 of mine.
Okay, which one did I get?
Alice Network.
Okay, what was your other one?
That is 4 points. The Push.
Oh, that's so good. You really should read it. Okay, my 2 were Project Hail Mary.
Oh!
Yeah, and The Dutch House, because I already have it.
I actually thought about doing Dutch House, because I was like, I'm pretty sure she wants to read that. And I just totally blanked on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very fun. Well, I'm the winner.
Good job.
Thank you. This was fun. This is fun. We got to talk about some good old books.
Yes.
Got to tell everyone about old episodes that they should listen to if you haven't yet, because they really are good ones. And got to talk a little bit about books we want to read. Are you sad you lost?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. So you talked about earlier that you are reading a book that I gave you.
Yes.
What are you reading?
So I did a poll yesterday that I did not listen to.
what did the results even say?
This had nothing. There was no anything on it. Okay, so what I did was I had a few books that were on my story for like, if you had to pick between, you know, like fiction and sci-fi or fantasy and thriller and magical realism and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Because I had six books that I was trying to decide between. Because I had just mm-hmm. read Love Hypothesis.
Yes, you did.
So I got some votes and I wanted people to vote for it. And I had one friend say, I'll read River Enchanted with you. And I was like, okay, which is the fantasy by Rebecca Ross, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I had another friend say, the History of Wild Places is so good. Like, it's a magical realism book. Mm-hmm. And then I had you mm-hmm. vote.
What did you pick? I voted for, I think
you voted for the Rosie Walsh book.
I did vote for that one at one point. And then I also, yes, I voted for Love of My Life, yes.
Yeah, Love of My Life, which was like my contemporary fiction. So those are like actually towards the top of the books I wanted to read. But the book that got no votes and no like, this is one I would recommend mm-hmm. is the one I'm picking. Because I just saw it on the shelf and I thought, huh.
Sounds good to me.
That kind of sounds interesting.
It's a book of mine.
It's a book of Maddie's.
I gave it 4 stars. I read friend? It years ago.
Well, in 2018.
Yeah, 4 years ago. It's longer ago than you think.
Yes. And it is The Anomaly by Michael Rutger. And the reason is because I just got off Love Hypothesis. I wanted something a little more fantastical, a little bit more. I wasn't really necessarily looking for thriller, but I do want something fast-paced because Love Hypothesis was pretty quick. And I'm kind of in the mood for that. And the other ones that were recommended, I feel like are going to be a little bit more either emotionally, like, draining in a good mm-hmm. way or just lengthy.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. I was like, if I can just pump out this short, fun, sci-fi thriller that's going to, like, I'm totally wrong. It's not a short, fun.
No. I'm laughing thriller. About something totally. Okay, I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with this.
Okay. Then
no, I can, it is very short, fast paced.
And then sure. I can jump into maybe the History of Wild Places. Mm-hmm. Places I think I'll read next, mm-hmm. and then I'll probably read River Enchanted with our friend. So, and maybe Rosie Walsh in there. I don't know.
You know, just whatever.
I'll figure it out.
Somehow I'll just read them all.
Anyway, so that's what I'm reading, The Anomaly, and apparently there is a second book which we just called discovered. The Possession. We discovered that
which
yesterday.
Which I would read it. Sounds pretty good.
Yes. Also, Michael Rutger is a pseudonym.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Anyway, so that's what I'm reading.
Okay, so I just got done reading a 2-star book.
Ouch.
Unfortunate. And you know what? I read it late last night, so I could say that I'd finished a book this week. Because
we were way behind.
We promised the listeners we'd finish our books from the weekend and then read another book, and I totally forgot to finish the book, so I finished it last night. And I fell asleep reading it.
The one done from last week and a new?
Yes. Just okay. But so I fell asleep actually reading the last 70 pages. My husband had to wake me up so I could keep reading because he was like, baby, you need to read it so you can record that you've read it tomorrow. And I was like, you're right, I got to do it. And it was just terrible. So I'm just tired of reading sucky books. Like I said, out of all my fiction books I've read this year, I've only rated one a 5-star. And it was the very first fiction book I read of the year, which was Love Hypothesis. And since then, I've never rated another one 5-star. I've had some really good 4-stars, but no 5-stars. Besides books I've already read before, like Harry Potter, hence why I am now reading Prisoner of Azkaban, so I can read a good book.
Yes.
I want to read a good book, a little palate cleanser, before I dive into maybe another book that might not be so satisfying.
Really quick, this year, I think we need to make a pact, because I was thinking about this earlier.
Okay.
We need to read some series. Why do you do that?
I don't like series.
I know. This is all you gotta do.
What series we gotta read?
I for sure am gonna read James Potter. That has to happen.
Okay, I would read that too.
Okay, I want you to read Voice in the Wind. It's only 2 books!
They're like 1,000 pages each.
They're like 800.
My gosh. Give them to me. It's fine. I'll find a way.
I don't own
them. I have a long car. Oh, yeah. They're from the library.
Mm-hmm.
Darn it. I want to purchase them. I'm on a no purchasing books thing this year.
Well, you could, where you are moving, sign up for a local library, and I bet they'll be there.
Perhaps. But then I'd have to read it within a few months.
Yeah, you could. You could do it.
We'll see.
Anyway, I just need to own them in general. But I will say
we started a couple, I think at least one series I've started last couple of years. Like, I started the Scythe series, and I never finished it.
That was really good. I finished them.
I know. We started the Red Rising, or not Red Rising. Yeah. And never finished. We just started, read first book. I was kind of bored with it. I didn't really like
it. I think that it's probably got the issue of exposition, mm-hmm. and then a lot of action, but the real root of the storyline starts at the very end of the
first book. You know, we should just do a whole episode about why some books are bad. Like, but what actually makes a book not good.
We could do that.
We could do it. Because I have a lot of things I could say.
You have a lot of thoughts.
Yes, I do. Anyway, that's where we are. Hopefully I get to read some 5-star books soon.
Well, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban. That's all.
There you go.
That's all. All right, you guys. Thanks for taking a break from me. Now go flip some pages.